This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was former President Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying mightily to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a backseat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an effort to establish a lasting peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. Israel bombarded Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants kept up cross-border rocket fire Wednesday, with no firm sign of any imminent ceasefire despite international calls to end more than a week of fighting. Israeli leaders said that they were presenting and pressing on with an offensive against Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but an Israeli military spokesman acknowledged that was an estimated 12,000 missiles and mortars in the group's Gaza arsenal, and they still have enough rockets to fire. The Israeli military said about 50 rockets were fired overnight from Gaza, with sirens sounding in the coastal city south of Tel Aviv and in communities closer to the Gaza border. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and the availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plans will focus on export restrictions. This is VOA News. Moroccan police drove hundreds of migrants away from the border fence on Wednesday, and Spanish troops were escorting some swimmers directly back to Morocco after thousands crossed from Monday, prompting a crisis between the two countries. Spanish authorities carried out mass expulsions of migrants from its North African enclave of Ceuta as a tide of humanity swimming and around the border fence turned into a trickle. The Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said as many as 4,800 of the more than 8,000 who entered Ceuta during the previous 2 days had been sent back, and security forces on both sides intervened to prevent more from crossing. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. The bill passed the House 252 to 175 Wednesday, with 35 Republicans voting with Democrats in support of that commission, defying Trump and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Modeled after the investigation into the September 11, 2001 attacks, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year. French President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Jean Castex had a drink at the terrace of a Parisian cafe as the country's cafes and restaurants were allowed to start serving customers in outside areas again. The global pandemic has forced the closure of hospitality venues around the world, but in France, the nation that invented the shutdown was felt especially keenly. China has postponed a mission to supply its new space station for unspecified technical reasons. The cargo spacecraft was expected to have been launched Thursday morning. And China manned space didn't say when the rescheduled launch may occur. It would be the first mission to head to the main module of the space station launched last month. 10 launches are planned to deliver 2 more modules, components, and supplies, as well as crew members. The launch was considered a success, although China was criticized for allowing the uncontrolled re-entry of part of a rocket that carried it into space. Usually discarded rocket stages re-enter the atmosphere soon after liftoff, normally over water, and they don't go into orbit. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.